Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I had this one day job. Someone kept stealing my lunch. Someone stole my lunch every single day, even though I clearly had my name written on it. And I was pretty sure I knew who did it. I just couldn't prove it. So one day before work, I crushed up an entire bottle of laxatives. Enough laxatives to cripple a man. And I put them in my food. And then I waited until this guy got up to go to the bathroom. And as soon as he did, I shit all over his desk.
Thursday, September 25th, 2025. It's the wake-up call. Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. That is Anthony Jeselnik. Anthony Jeselnik might be the king of writing jokes. Like, I don't know when his last stand-up special was on Netflix, but I watched it and I laughed so hard. I was outside by myself and it was late at night. I must have sounded like some sort of cackling banshee in the middle of the night. But it was so funny. He's a master at just writing a joke. But anyway, though, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
How is everybody doing?
Great.
Yeah.
Yep.
Want to give a shout out to my friend George, who I had dinner with last night, and I hadn't seen him in over 20 years. And he and I used to be really good friends during a really bad time in my life. And he still lives in central Pennsylvania. And he randomly is in Roseville working. Like,
okay.
His job sent him out here for a project. He had something to do in Roseville. He has something to do in West Sac. And I invited him over to the house last night. And you know, it was night. He got to meet my family. And I made him dinner. And didn't even miss a beat. Like,
I was just going to ask, like, was it awkward at all?
Not even a little bit.
That's great.
Just jumped right back into that. And I found out that even though he and I hadn't seen each other in over 20 years, we barely talked in the last 20 years, found out that he has been listening to the show almost the entire time.
No.
Yes.
That's so sweet.
That's nice. I know. I know. What a guy.
I have to say, I probably would find an excuse to not hang out with somebody that I not only haven't seen for 20 years, but we barely talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I shy away from that.
I don't think George will mind it because I'm sure he's listening right now. I don't think he's going to mind if I say this. That crossed my mind.
Oh.
Like, George sent me a text message out of nowhere. And he's like, hey, don't you live in Roseville? I said, yeah. He's like, I'm going to be in Roseville. This is like a week before his trip. He's like, we should get together. And I'm thinking in my head, like, ah. like
what's this going to be like?
But that requires, and it's not just him. It could be anybody. It's just, oh, man, that's going to dig into my sit at home and watch TV time. Like, okay, but it can't be on Monday because I got Monday Night Football. And you know,
unless you want to sit in my living room quietly.
Right. Now, I did test the waters a little bit. And besides last night, the night before last, I met up with him at Yard House in the Fountains. And we just had a drink for about 40 minutes. Because okay. that's all I had. But I was like, you know what? If this sucks, that's it.
Okay. Because I was going to say, I think my go-to would be like, hey, let's meet up somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So... that makes it a little easier. You went to neutral ground.
Yep.
Then realized, like, oh, chemistry's still there.
Right, right.
Come on over.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
Well, then you're not as brave as I thought.
I don't ever think I'm brave. and when I met up with him at the bar, he presented me with a gift. And I was like, what is this? He goes, he's got a real deep voice.
Okay.
He goes, it's mead. And I go, it's what? He goes, it's mead. I make mead. And I was like,
Is mead like beer?
Yeah, if you're a king.
Right.
That lived centuries ago. But yeah, he makes mead. And he gave me a bottle that he's been saving for a long time. And he flew it all the way out here. And I look forward to trying it, though. But anyway, though, so shout out to my friend George. I'm glad that we got together. I'm glad we had a talk. Let's do it sooner than 20 years from now. Kevin did something last night that I never thought he would do.
What?
And I'm very happy that he did it. Tell everybody what it was.
I listened to Gavin and watched Survivor.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Huh. And I must say,
yeah,
what a reaction!
It's pretty interesting, but I do have a bone to pick.
Okay,
the people that they cast, how are they decided? Because there was one cast member, okay,
mm-hmm.
He started crying out of nowhere, and I was like, is this the thing to do? Like, bitch, you just won a challenge, and he started crying.
Reward challenge?
Yeah.
I didn't see the premiere of the whatever season they're on, 79 or something. Okay. I mean, I think that, see, this is what I think sets Survivor aside from all the other reality competition shows, and I know that it came out a million years ago, but It's every contestant has talked about how it's not just physically hard, it is very mentally hard.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that you feel so isolated while you're on that show because you see the crew and the people you compete against, and that is it. You don't like you're on the other side of the planet from your family. They used to let you at some point during the season see your a family member or friend. They would fly them out if you made it to the certain part.
Okay.
They don't do that anymore. That stopped during COVID, and then they just kind of kept it going, which is a bummer. I always liked that. That would make me cry. But like, they talk about how mentally hard it is to like do that show, which makes me kind of want to do it even more.
Gavin,
you want to do that?
I want to. I have stopped applying. I did apply at one point. When I was younger, I did. But now, I mean, I have a back problem. I've got sleep apnea. There's no way that I'd be able to do it.
Can I tell you something, Kevin?
Yeah.
There's a reason that you thought it was cool. And it's because you've never seen it before.
Oh, so it's the same thing every season?
It's not the same thing, but it's the same idea with different people and different challenges. I watched the first 3 or 4 seasons, and by like season 5, I was like, oh my God, okay, I get it.
So they did, she's right, they did get into a little bit of a repetitious cycle with that show, but they do switch it up a lot now. Same concept, same place. Like, they used to be able to move around. They used to be like, there was like a season they did in Australia and like the desert.
Oh, they don't do that anymore?
No, it's always in Fiji now. And it's always on this one island. I'm pretty sure CBS owns this island at this point. And I think it's because they have such a good relationship with the Fijian government and the people of Fiji that it's like a well-oiled machine. It's how they're able to pull off 2 seasons a year.
Wow.
Yeah. So, Kevin, I want you to stick with this.
I'm going to try. The first episode was like 2 hours, though.
The first episode is also a little bit of a slog. You don't know these people.
I do. I know enough.
I don't know these people. I don't like the first episode. Stick with it, though, baby. Oh, it
sounds
Kevin,
like a big commitment. I don't know if I want to do that.
It's not a big commitment, but I will watch it, and I'll watch it with you.
Okay.
And then what I think is going to happen is I think you're going to end up loving it.
I don't know.
I don't think he's gonna.
I'm team yellow right now, but I've changed between teams like 2 times already.
Do it's they the still first eat episode. Bugs?
Huh?
Do they still eat
they
bugs?
They eat bugs.
Not as much as they used to. And I always loved that.
Apparently you don't get food unless you win.
Right.
Well, you get like rice. No matter what, you get rice.
You get like
or something.
Yeah.
They
yeah, don't
starve. They can't starve you.
Yeah, you can't
I heard you get starved if you don't.
But it's not much rice, and they have to portion it out. So they're very hungry, and they do have all the water they can drink. Obviously, they can do that, but they're not going to let you
and
die.
And like, they eat like grubs and stuff.
Oh,
yeah. Sometimes you can win a chicken. That's
yes,
always exciting.
But it's alive.
Okay, just kill it.
He doesn't care.
I know. You're crazy.
He's Vietnamese.
Yeah, I know. We do it all the time.
You've watched too many videos here at work of chickens being killed and defeathered. You're desensitized.
So, Kevin, listen, as a Survivor fan, I am...
Oh, I get this song now.
I am so glad to welcome you into the cult, into the fold. You're about 25 years late on it. But you know what? It's fine. We'll take you in any form at any age.
God, imagine if Kevin got on the show.
I would be so good.
That would be the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
I would be so excited for you. I would be so excited for you.
And I think he'd do very well.
I don't think he'd do well.
I'd do good with the brain games, like the puzzles.
He would.
You would do well with the puzzles. Mm-hmm. You would do really well with the social side
of
it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay?
Don't vote me off, bitch.
I don't think he'd do well on the physical side of it.
Yes,
wow,
I will.
Gavin.
You're so mean.
I don't know. I just can't see it.
I mean, let's be honest. At the time that you were applying to be on Survivor...
Mm-hmm.
You could not run a mile.
No.
So
I'm in better shape now than when I would consider doing Survivor.
So you thought you'd do well at the challenges.
I thought I'd do okay at the challenges. I thought I'd be able to play the social game a little bit better because I've watched enough of it now to know like some strategies on that show.
Yeah, but you couldn't remember what you did.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you'd forget who you made alliances with and who you told what.
Oh, yeah, that sounds
messy.
That's
a great point.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin. Well, let me know, and we'll watch it together, okay?
Okay.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We all have stuff in our algorithms right now that we probably don't want people to know about. But Katie, she's loud and on display, and her algorithm is weird. And she is sharing it with us. What is your new obsession?
I'm not sure I even know how to like describe this. Picture the cutest baby doll you've ever seen. Okay? Chubby cheeks, big eyes, cute little mouth. But AI has turned it into a baby that's made of a food. Okay, listen, just please stay with me. And that baby, depending on what food it is also being spoon-fed the same food that it is made of.
Well, that sounds dark.
So, for example, if it's the lasagna baby, it's a little cute baby made of lasagna. Sitting in a baking dish, eating.
So it's eating itself?
That part I don't understand. Okay.
It's hard to gauge whether it's itself or its parents or a loved one, something like that. It's cannibalism. We'll just leave it at that.
So cute.
Cute cannibalism.
Yes, and I cannot get enough. Here's the weirdest part. Makes me want to have a baby.
And then feed it.
I can't explain that part of it.
And then feed it human flesh?
I guess. And you know what? My algorithm on TikTok had been a little dark lately for obvious reasons.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it came at such a perfect time where I was laying in bed, putting the 4-year-old to sleep, and I scrolled and I was fixated. And sometimes when they eat, they're not eating themselves. They are eating
what they are.
Basically.
So it's cannibalism.
I guess.
Yeah. I guess. Adorable.
And sometimes, like, there's a little baby that's made of ramen.
Okay.
And he's sitting in a bowl of ramen.
Okay.
And then he's being spoon-fed ramen.
So somebody else is feeding them.
The mommy or the daddy. And he bites into it, you know, puts his mouth on the spoon, and then closes his eyes and smiles. It sounds like I'm describing like a bad dream. Kevin, is this up?
Yes.
Okay. Text the word food to 916-909-1065. Because I do feel like you have to see this to know what I'm talking about.
So somebody knows what you're talking about. Oh. Somebody already texted into 916-909-1065 and says it's not cute. It's disturbing, but it is interesting to watch. Like a train derailing.
Yeah, okay. It kind of looks kind of weird.
I'm pulling it up right now. Mm. Oh my God.
Like the baby's cute?
The baby's so cute.
This is the audio. It is a baby made of ramen being fed ramen.
Soaking in a bowl of ramen.
Oh, he's so happy.
He's so happy.
Look at his chubby cheeks.
He's so happy to eat this, to eat himself. And he's...
Oh my God, there's a whole bunch.
Yeah, there's a million of them. There's one that's a pizza and he's just eating a tiny piece of pizza. But then the cheese string like is coming out of his mouth. Are you gasping because it's good or bad?
This gumball fell off of him and he just ate it.
Oh, I don't like
it. Katie, what are you watching?
I can tell you what she's watching. This is called AI Slop. And I didn't come up with that name. That's the actual name for when people make AI stuff like this. It's just called AI slop. And it's prevalent. It's like whenever you see, like, you're scrolling and you see somebody that's made Donald Trump look like the Incredible Hulk, you know, and he's smashing a car, or like, you know, something really scary or something. Like...
Okay, this is better than that.
Well, it is better than that.
Okay, but see, somebody texted in. Katie, I'm with you. I can watch these for hours. Adorable. Yes, yes, you're right. I started showing it to my kids. I send them to my boyfriend.
Do they like it?
Oh, no.
The kids love it. D-Lo told me to stop.
How do I see more?
You click on the profile.
Oh my God.
Yeah. When I sent him, because the night that I came upon them,
Jesus,
and I was laying
Christ
down with the 4-year-old, I started sending them to him and he goes, honey, no. Why? Honey, why?
So much food.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it's doing, but it is making my ovaries itch.
This is a blueberry muffin baby. This is a pancake baby.
Yes.
This is a, what is this? A parfait baby. Sushi, breakfast cereal, lollipop.
Guys, anything you can think. Oh, yeah. Taco baby.
Text
the word food into 916-909-1065.
I'm going to tell you.
This is going to, I think, make your day.
Oh, my God.
Some people think it's scary. I think those people are scary. You know what? Yes, that's it. If you don't like this, there's something wrong with you.
There's a coconut baby who breaks into another coconut with a hammer, smashes it open.
I don't like that.
Wait, where's that one at?
Don't give babies a hammer.
Oh, yeah. My.
Babies can't have a hammer.
Remember, it's a baby made of coconut smashing another coconut with a hammer.
Did you see the lasagna baby?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I love the lasagna. Anyways.
A lemon baby just chowing down on a slice of lemon. All right.
I think we've reached
the end of America. We had a really good run.
Are you kidding?
You think we're just getting started?
I think that this is helping us. Does this not lighten your spirit?
No.
I don't know what it's doing to me, but it's making me want to have a baby.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
All right, once again, the wake up call is here to give you a crime report from our true crime correspondent, Katie.
Yep.
And we have to preface everything by saying crime is not okay.
No, we do not support criming. And we certainly, well, I was going to say we don't support this. There are parts of it we don't support.
Oh, man.
A man was arrested after driving a pink Barbie Jeep down a busy road. And when we say pink Barbie Jeep, it is exactly what you envision, where the kids can actually like drive it around. What's very impressive is this man did manage to fit himself pretty much all the way in.
I mean, I'm impressed with that.
He's wearing driving goggles. And
he even had driving goggles. He had them. He had those.
When he was pulled over, he did pull into a gas station because he does want to follow the law.
Yeah, but what did he pull in there for? Not gas.
Maybe. Well, no, not gas, but you have to pull off when you go whoop whoop. You gotta pull over.
Oh, when he was being pulled over. Yeah. Okay. Right now, officer.
Right. Yeah. And then, like, God, I hope that the officer had to come over and, like, pretend to do the roll down the window thing.
Right.
And then, do you have any idea why I pulled you over? Now, what I love about this...
And like, I hope that his response was like, did I not make a full stop at a stop sign?
I'm so sorry. I'm in a hurry to get to work.
I know why. Forgot my riding gloves.
Shame on me. Egg on my face. What I really like about this is this busy road is not by a neighborhood. Which means he drove it from his neighborhood to get to this busy street.
Wow.
I also need you to know that this was at 9 a.m.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
One thing after another here.
Yep. It was at 9 a.m. Where did he need to be?
Do we know what the guy's name was?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, his name is Casper Lincoln.
If I told you that Barbie dolls had a friend named Casper.
Yep, you'd
believe me. Now, was he drunk?
They did give him 2 breathalyzers.
Oh, and how'd he do?
He failed them.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, he was driving under the influence?
What a funny way to say, yes, he was drunk. You never said, yes, he was drunk. You just said he failed some breathalyzers.
Okay, so apparently the cop said... He was a really nice guy. He was filling out all this paperwork and just kept saying, this is my first time. Like, be patient with me. I've never done this before. He got his license suspended.
Okay.
His real license, not his Barbie license. Yeah. And
license to be fabulous.
And as much as I'd like to believe that this was his, he was trying to get to work.
Yeah.
He just wanted a Slurpee.
You're kidding.
From 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
So he almost made it.
I mean, this was in Canada, believe it or not.
Yeah, I believe that.
So he got pulled over by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
On horseback?
They appear to have a car.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought they all rode horses.
Kind of thought so, too.
Okay. All right. Wow. This story's great. And listen, I don't think the DUIs are funny.
No.
They're not. They're terrible.
Right.
But how much damage could this guy have done?
They did say that he was a distraction to other drivers.
Heck yeah.
Well, yeah, I would look over too.
But here's the thing. How is it that, like, an electronic billboard isn't a distraction to
Thank you,
driver?
Katie. How is not an attractive person jogging with minimal clothes?
How about a truck that has 1,900 American flags flapping behind it?
The list goes on and on of legal distractions.
Right.
This is some BS.
Right.
I almost swore.
It seems like some profiling.
Wow.
Oh, and you know why?
Why?
I hate that Barbie movie.
Yeah, they do. Oh.
It made women think too much.
Well, look what it did to Casper.
Right. Got arrested.
Made him think he could hop in a Barbie Jeep and go get himself a Slurpee with driving goggles. Do you know what the purpose of driving goggles are?
I think it's to keep bugs out of your eyes,
because
right?
You're going so fast, you don't want stuff to get in your eyes. You don't want, like, your eyes to start watering.
Yeah.
And he put them on. I'm sure he did it as a goof, but I want in my heart to believe that he thought, like,
safety's no accident.
And today's the day, Casper. We're right. Going to take this baby to 88 miles per hour. And we're going to go back in time. Pulls them over, stretches them over his face, and then slowly slides them back.
And then cracks his knuckles and puts his hands on that teeny tiny yep. wheel.
Dojo mojo or bust. Am I right, boy?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
All right, so secure men, would want their ladies to be independent and strong and be able to do things on their own. And Katie is that, but to a fault. What is going on right now?
I have realized that I can no longer have this fantastical belief in myself that I can pretty much do anything anymore. Hmm. And that is because of my boyfriend, D'Lo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that he is demeaning or degrading or thinks I'm incapable. He just is more realistic than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And it is getting in my way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are some things you want to do?
Oh, I'd like to get some back to some of my old trades.
Such as what? Calling them trades.
You know I've gone through many phases.
Yeah, phases. That's much okay, better. As opposed to you're out there on the road selling your wares or okay. something like that.
I had my lacrosse phase.
Oh, I forgot about that one. Yeah.
I had my candle making phase.
Yep.
Sadly, I ruined one of the burners on my old stove. You live and you learn. Right. I went through my phase where I was building miniature villages.
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
That was fun.
Uh-huh.
And cute.
Yeah.
I had my woodworking phase.
Uh-huh.
I had my furniture refurbishing phase.
Oh my God, I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
But turn the garage into a workshop,
right.
basically.
Right, exactly.
Wow. So you want a true return to form.
Listen, here's what it is. I have lived a rather feral life before him.
Wow.
Not a lot of fence.
Right.
That was not fenced
wide
in.
Fences.
Not a lot of safety nets.
Mm-hmm.
I was just sort of free falling. Whatever right. I hit, I'll figure it out later.
But you seem to love it, though.
Well, it's fun to live that way. Perhaps it is not as fun for my partner
mm-hmm.
who has to worry that I'm going to break things, that has right. to worry that I'm going to, his big worry is that I'm going to hurt myself. That's
sure.
a big one.
And that's a very real worry that you
well,
should
anybody
have.
Anybody could hurt themselves.
Anybody could, but you do quite a bit. Like, I don't know, you stepped in a beaver dam one time and broke your foot. Needed surgery to fix it.
Okay, you break your leg in one beaver dam and suddenly it's a problem.
Okay.
Katie, did you roll over onto a curling iron that you had laid in your bed?
Right, but you were just planning to leave in the bed?
No, I wasn't going to leave it.
I thought you were going to go check on something.
Oh, I had to go check on something.
Okay, yeah. So
I have gone through life with the confidence of somebody shaking a vending machine because their chips are stuck.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And believing it won't tip on me.
Right.
And now I have somebody that cares about me enough to say, you have to stop.
I firmly have your boyfriend D'Lo's back on this. In fact, Kevin, look at me. We've been trying to
right.
be this person for a long mm-hmm. time.
Yeah.
Kevin!
What?
You're my sister.
You live
sister.
Life on the edge, sister, and I don't want to lose my sister.
No, Kevin's the one who he will tell me, be like, she's going to hurt herself. And then you'll go, Kevin, look what I did. And he'll go, bitch. And then I'll look at Kevin and be like, weren't you concerned? Yeah, but you tell her. You tell her to stop.
Okay, but have I not done some impressive things with this level of confidence?
You have, but you do it with the haste of a crackhead. Like, such as, I don't know, coming home and all of the flooring of your house has been on the front yard. Doing demo should never be a spur-of-the-moment decision.
I did decide one day, you know what, this carpet's coming up.
Right.
And I ripped the carpet up and I put it on the front lawn. I laid hardwood laminate.
Right.
And it increased the resale value of the house. It looked so much better.
You create a problem and you know what?
I feel like I could call it creating a solution.
You want credit for putting fires out that you start.
No. No, the carpet was the fire.
Using the carpet
the
was the fire.
The laminate was
putting it out. Right. Okay.
Now D'Lo can't come home and the carpet's on the front lawn.
Right.
One, we have no carpet. Okay. So we dodged a bullet there.
That wouldn't stop you before.
You know what? He wouldn't.
Hey, guess what I did? I rented a jackhammer, and that tile that we said we didn't like
marble.
Anymore. Marble. God. Okay. Marble that we said we didn't like. Well, I said I didn't like. I took care of it. What do you mean you took care of it? Oh, you'll see.
You know what's funny? He wouldn't leave me, but he would have me committed.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
So if you're somebody that just like is having a hard time finding love, finding a person that you like truly connect with, new research might point to a reason why that is. Researchers analyzing over 6 million couples discovered that romantic partners frequently share the same psychiatric conditions.
Interesting.
Scientists found that people with diagnosed psychiatric disorders had a higher likelihood of marrying that person or marrying somebody with the same or similar condition as them, and reporting that sometimes this works out very well for them. And it's not just like a few. They discovered that it was things like depression, anxiety, substance use disorder. I would imagine that one doesn't work out. Bipolar disorder, anorexia, ADHD, autism, obsessive compulsive disorder, even schizophrenia. Like you're just, you gravitate toward, you're attracted to somebody with the same condition as you if you have that. And I can't speak for the more serious ones on there, but you know what? I think that makes a lot of sense for me.
Really?
I think I've always been kind of like attracted to, because I have depression and I have anxiety, and I think I've always been attracted to women who also have depression and anxiety.
Man, I gotta say, in our house, it is the exact opposite. Like, we couldn't be more polar opposites in like the way that our brains function.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I am super ADHD and like all over the place. And he is, as I've said, I have diagnosed him OCD,
right.
Mild, but still, where he is very put together, very methodical. Things go in the right place. Things get put away. And I'm like, woo!
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you're the exception to the rule then.
Also, I have like really bad anxiety. He doesn't really have anxiety. He's more just like, if something is happening, he just kind of like hyper focuses on it and let's just solve the problem.
There's something called assortative mating. That is what the researchers discovered, and it explains the pattern where people choose partners with similar traits extended beyond personality, beyond looks, and it actually is in the mental health field. Hmm. Other theories include shared environments, attached styles, social identity factors, jobs, could also play a part. This is making me think something, okay?
Okay.
Kevin, you are single, ready to mingle.
Yes.
And as far as Katie and I know, you are not in a relationship.
Mm-mm.
And you are having trouble finding one. You want to find one. And which of those mental health conditions apply to you?
Would you date a depressed girl? Because you describe yourself as a depressed person. Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's what's going on.
No, I wouldn't date a depressed. And also, how would you know if a girl's depressed?
Well, I mean, if they're anything like you, you talk about it a lot.
I'm pissed. I would never go for a depressed girl.
And I think that's the problem.
Why?
Because I think the kind of girls that you seek out aren't you. And maybe you need to find somebody that is. Date a depressed girl.
Yes.
If we date together, we're going to be depressed together.
No.
But they're saying that can be good. It can be.
Are you sure?
This
you
research
can have
says,
somebody to go be sad at the river with.
The research shows that it can be a bonding experience, making people even closer.
Or we just feed on each other's depression and be more depressed.
Or you can understand where her head is at because your head has been there too. So when she's down, you can be up and vice versa.
Kevin, okay. Take it from me, okay? I dated a lot of depressed girls, especially in college.
Most of the reason they were depressed is because they were dating him.
All right. They can be a lot of fun.
How so?
Well, first of all, they seem to be willing to do stuff that a lot of other people aren't willing to do.
Okay.
Second of all,
don't
though,
have as much to live for.
Second of all, though, like there's just when you're depressed, you have more in common. Like we were able to have very deep conversations. They're not like effervescent. They're not exactly the life of the party, but that's my speed. And I don't think I want to be with somebody who's the life of the party, and I don't think I ever really did.
See, but I want to be with the life of the party.
But
you're the life of the party, and you're depressed.
Right.
So it's possible.
Yeah. You can turn it on and turn it off.
Oh my God, maybe.
I'm telling you, find yourself a depressed girl.
Find somebody
all right.
Sad.
Well,
should
I go find them at therapy?
No, you don't want him to be too therapized yet.
No. Yeah. Okay. Well, where should he find a depressed girl?
God, I feel like you can't swing a dead cat without hitting a depressed girl.
That's mean.
Which part? Because I'm swinging a cat?
The cat hit a dead girl.
No.
Maybe try to hit up, some coffee shops.
Yeah.
Coffee shops are productive people. I say maybe Hobby Lobby or something.
No. Go to a poetry night.
Oh my God, a poetry slam?
Yeah, somebody that's out there really trying to get their emotions out.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh my God.
Some good processing. You know?
I mean, do you see any hot, hot honeys at the river when you go there to cry?
No, there's only the unhoused.
Okay. All right. Well, they've got to be depressed.
Right, sure. Yeah.
1065 The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. And she's been preparing for this moment her entire life on Are You Smarter Than Katie? Not every day, just for this moment right now. And we are playing with Holly, who I understand we have met you before, Holly.
Yeah, I met you guys at Pride Bingo at Sky River.
Pride Bingo! Fun.
That was a good time. Yeah. I think we're actually going back to mm-hmm. Sky River in December for an event. So
and it's going to be another fun bingo night.
We'll have more details about that. Holly, Katie's leaving the room. Your car is very windy. If I'm on Bluetooth, I'd appreciate it if you took me off Bluetooth, which I'm sure you'll pull over and do. I got five questions dealing with news and pop culture. Here we go. Question one. Yesterday, I told you about how President Trump spoke at the United Nations, but now he wants an investigation into his time there. He's calling it a triple sabotage because he had audio issues, his teleprompter didn't work, and the escalator broke down on him, and he had to walk up the stairs. So he's ordering the DOJ to investigate. Huh. What city is the UN in?
London.
Question two, Cardi B is now officially the voice of the MTA. So when you're getting on a bus or waiting for a subway in New York City, it'll be Cardi's voice telling you what to do and where to go. What? That's fun.
That's so fun.
You should listen to the audio samples of it. She's still doing her okay. And it's very cute. One of the instructions that she gives people is stay cute. It's very cute. What does MTA stand for?
Municipal Transit Authority.
Okay. Question three. The final trailer for Wicked for Good came out yesterday afternoon. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Did you see the trailer?
It's so good, I cried.
Yeah, you saw the trailer? Yeah. If you have not seen the trailer and you want to see it, just text in Wicked, WICKED, to 916-909-1065. The conclusion of the musical, it looks good. I think the trailer gives too much of it away, though. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
Which are the names? What are the names of the two witches in Wicked?
Elphaba and Glinda.
Hmm. Okay. Whoop. Sorry about that. Uh-oh.
You knew what you got.
Question four. Leonardo DiCaprio went on the Kelsey Brothers podcast to promote his new movie, One Battle After Another. And there he talked about how he almost didn't go by his real name, and he almost went with a stage name, and that stage name would have been Lenny Williams.
Ew.
True or false, that movie of his, the new one, was filmed in Sacramento.
False.
Question five, Jimmy Kimmel's show is back, but did anybody watch it? The answer is yes, and in a very big way. His show grew 6.3 million views, and that was live on TV, which is impressive because most ABC stations did not air it because of those two affiliates that are still banning him. Most people watched it online, with it breaking a YouTube record, getting 1.2 million views every hour. So it kept that pace for 14 hours. How many views is that?
1.2 million for 14 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, good way. I don't know.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Holly, what are you doing today?
I'm going to work.
And where is that?
I work at the Secretary of State in Human Resources.
You do Human Resources for the Secretary of State?
Yes, I do.
Ooh,
who is our Secretary of State?
Shirley Weber.
Shirley.
Good old Shirley Weber.
That's right. That's right. Oh, man. And you
I've
get
never
all.
Actually met, she lives in San Diego, funnily enough, so I've never met her.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
We need to. We got to do something
she looks
to get.
Darling.
We got to get Shirley up here.
Let me see her.
Shirley.
Yeah. Shirley.
Oh, she does.
Yeah. Secretary of the State.
Oh, all right.
Bless her.
Holly, you're now on hold. Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Yesterday, I talked about how President Trump spoke at the United Nations, but now he wants an investigation into what he's calling a triple sabotage with his time there. He wants the Department of Justice to investigate what caused audio issues, his teleprompter not working, and the escalator breaking down.
Can I tell you the funniest part about the escalator part of it?
Yeah.
There's stairs on one side, then the escalator he was on, and then a second escalator right next to it. The escalator right next to it was working. He could have just walked, like, backed up, like,
because he's at the bottom of it.
He was at the bottom.
Yeah.
Well, I do hope we get to the bottom of this.
I sure do, too. Divert as many resources as we possibly can to that. What city is the UN in?
New York City.
New York City. Speaking of New York City, Cardi B is now officially the voice of the MTA. So when you're at a subway station or you're getting on a bus, it's Cardi's voice telling you where to go. What does MTA stand for?
Ooh, MTA. Metropolitan Transit Authority.
I'm sure somewhere some people probably would accept that, but what I've seen is it's the Metropolitan Transportation Authority.
Okay.
Question three, the final trailer for Wicked for Good came out. Did you see it? Did you watch it?
Yes, I did.
What do you think?
I think it looks great. Yeah, it does. I can't wait to see it.
What are the two names of the witches in Wicked?
Galinda and Elphaba.
Question three. Leonardo DiCaprio was on the Kelce Brothers podcast to promote his new movie, One Battle After Another. And he said that he almost didn't go with his real name when he started acting. He almost went by his stage name, Lenny Williams.
What a name.
I can't take that seriously.
No.
Not a Lenny.
I used to know a Lenny, and he was a lot of fun.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, we worked in Tidal together, and he was a good time Charlie.
True or false, that new movie of DiCaprio's was filmed in Sacramento.
True.
Yeah. If you watch the trailer for it, you can see the Tower Bridge. They drive across it.
Oh, they drove across it? Wasn't just some sort of stock aerial?
Nope.
That's cool.
Nope. And that movie's getting great reviews. I still want to see it. Question five. Kimmel Show's back, and it's back in a big way. It got 6.3 million views live, his highest ratings in a decade. But what made that so shocking was most ABC affiliates did not carry it. It was blacked out in like two-thirds of the country, and he still got 6.3 million views. Most people watched it online, duh. YouTube said it broke a record, getting 1.2 million views every hour.
Okay.
So if it kept that pace up for 14 hours, how many views is that?
Okay.
Three seconds. Three.
Stop.
Two. One.
I don't know.
16.8 million views.
I don't like when you do point.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, I hate this.
I hate it. I don't make the rules.
Who does?
Kevin.
No, what?
Kevin!
I hate decimals. Yeah. Round up to the whole number.
Kevin writes all these questions. Holly, are you there?
Yeah, I did terrible.
You did terrible. You got one and Katie got three.
We know the one you got too.
Katie, yes, I accidentally I ring you dinged her when
you're
I
was dead. Okay.
Yeah. That's all right, Holly. Well, just shake it off.
I know. I actually met Idina Menzel in like 2018. So
that's pretty cool. Katie and I interviewed her a couple years ago. She was a delight.
She was great.
Yeah, I was very intimidated interviewing her because she looks like somebody who would be mean.
No, she
she's not.
Yeah. She is such wonderful. A delight.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jealous. It was great. Yeah.
All right. Well, what is it that you want to tell us, Holly?
I am not smarter. Not even close.
Not even close.
You're smarter than Katie.
All right.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
I don't know if you heard this or not, but Apple just put out new AirPods, and these new AirPods apparently do real live, in real time translation, kind of like what they have at the UN, except there's a human being on the other end translating into your ear. Well, Katie has them, and we're going to test them out right now.
Ooh,
okay. All right, so Kevin, be prepared to speak Vietnamese.
Okay, did you turn it on?
I did. Now, I want you to like, don't just say, like, one or two things. Like, do full sentences, okay?
Yeah, I know.
I do want to tell you, the language settings, Vietnamese wasn't one of the preloaded options.
Oh, you have to set...
Excuse me?
You just go to settings, and then it gives you a bunch of other ones, and then you just download that. But I just want you to know, Vietnamese wasn't on there.
Wow. So, this probably won't work then.
No, I downloaded it.
Oh, you downloaded it.
I'm just saying it wasn't preloaded.
It wasn't a default. Let me guess. Spanish was?
Well, yeah.
Okay. And probably Chinese, okay. Mandarin.
Okay, so are you ready?
Okay, is it on?
Yes, go.
Xin chào, Katie, banai, angi yi. Nothing. Is it translating?
No.
Well, okay, it says I'm supposed to...
Is it telling you something?
Hey, it's not telling me anything, and I don't know why. It's,
Katie, okay. Okay,
hold on.
Hello?
I have to push both of... Hold on. I have to put my hand... Okay.
Katie, nghe come. Muốn đi ăn.
Nothing.
Okay. I feel like it's user error, or you're trying to trick me and you don't really have the new one.
Translating.
Do you have the new one, really?
Yes.
Or are you faking it?
No, I went into settings. I went to AirPods. I went to language.
If you're tricking me to speak Vietnamese on the air, got me.
You know what? It didn't download Vietnamese.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's
Spanish.
Hold on. No.
Do we need to take a break?
Yeah, take a break.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and try this out. I love that you're like, to trick me into speaking Vietnamese. Why would we need to try? Why won't you speak Vietnamese?
I don't know.
It's a beautiful language.
Is it?
No,
yes.
it's not. It does. It always sounds like you're mad.
Keep yelling at me. Stop yelling.
All right, we're gonna take a break. We're going to play some music, and we're going to come back, and we're going to test this out. Yeah, okay. Katie's nodding. We've troubleshooting the situation in real time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
This is very exciting because if you were listening to us before, Katie got the new AirPods that do live translation. So you can wear them in your ears and somebody else is having a conversation in another language. You can pull it up into that language and it will translate for you in real time so you can hear it. Fantastic. So we tried it out and Katie accidentally did not download Vietnamese like she thought she did. Okay.
Well, I had the option of Vietnamese there.
Yeah.
I think I got it.
Okay. So we think we have it now. So Kevin is going to speak Vietnamese.
I also was touching them in the wrong place. So that's probably
I'm excited.
So you have to touch the AirPod while somebody is speaking another language?
Yes, on both sides.
Oh, okay. All right. So you know where to touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, are you ready with Vietnamese?
I'm ready. Are you touching it?
Okay, ready?
Go ahead and touch the AirPods. We're going to see if these new AirPods work.
Xin chào, Katie, bữa nay mong đi ăn cái gì, mong đi xa, or đi rừng.
Nothing.
Katie, are you kidding me?
Something's happening. I have to tell you, I just don't know what it is.
So you have these new AirPods that have these amazing features and you don't know how to use them? What if they scammed you and gave you some fake AirPods?
No, because I can see in the settings, it says languages.
And it's not translating?
No.
Try Spanish.
Actually, hold on, okay? Let's see. Let's do...
This is making me not want to buy them. Spanish or Vietnamese?
French.
I don't know French.
We don't know French.
Hello.
Oui. Bonjour.
Okay, hold on. Let's do it again. Hold on. Ready?
Bonjour, Katie.
Un petit.
Nothing.
I'm pissed.
Try it again. Try it again. Okay. Ready? Un petit Chateau Mignon.
Oh.
Say it again.
Un petit Chateau Mignon.
No.
I hate
nothing.
You. What does it say in your ear?
It says nothing. It goes bring, and then you start talking, and then one time it went bing also, but then that's it. It says press and hold both AirPods to start live translation. Live translation helps you understand what's being said in another language.
So just press and hold it then and then release. Press hold until it does the beep. Release. Xin chào Katie, mong de dao ang banai. They sa or they young. I hate this. These AirPods are dumb, and you tricked me in making saying Vietnamese.
How much did you pay for these?
What do you mean I tricked you into making you say Vietnamese?
That I don't understand. How much did you pay for these AirPods?
I don't know.
Go what return do you mean you them.
Don't know. I didn't buy them.
My AirPods look exactly the same, and guess what?
They also don't translate. Wow, what a ridiculous thing.
Right. Well, I'm sure I'm just using it wrong. I will say the fact, though, that like Vietnamese used to be an option and now it's not is not a good sign.
Wow, Apple hates us.
I want to know how much these cost because it should work and it should. Apple's user friendly. I would say Apple's a very user friendly thing. It's pretty hard to screw up an Apple. So okay. How much is it?
I don't know.
$250.
I'm pissed.
That's how much they are.
Are you touching the
I gotta
stems?
Tell you, Vietnamese not even an option anymore. That's so weird.
Wow, now so, they're racist. Wow.
And that's so
I'm
weird.
Switching over to Android.
And you know what else too, Kevin? Those AirPods, white.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Right.
They don't come in different colors.
Thank you, Gavin.
Yeah. Gavin's for the Asians.
I am for the... You know what, Kevin? We don't say that enough.
Right.
I am for the Asians.
Yes.
Translate that. By the way, if you're somebody who does have these AirPods and does know how to work them,
right.
Text in to 916-909-1065 and really help a sister out because she's doing a lot of like putting them in her ears and tapping them and just being like, go. And then she shakes her head no at herself and she like puts her head then she types something in just goes God be quiet no nothing no or as I should say nada.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
That's right. This time tomorrow, you could be planning your outfit for the Jonas Brothers concert at the Golden One Center tomorrow night. If you win tickets with yes or no for Joe Bro, let's talk to Maria. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning.
Congratulations. You're caller 17.
Oh, thank you. I didn't think I would make it this far.
Wow.
Well, you did.
You did.
You made it
you
all the
did.
Way, baby.
Yes. Have you heard us play yes or no for Joe Bro this week?
Yes, I have.
Great. Okay. So you know that instead of true or false, it's yes or no, because true or false doesn't rhyme with Jonas Brothers. And these are all statements, and then you tell us whether or not you believe in them. Now, Katie and Kevin don't know the answers. They can help you or hurt you. It's up to you. You don't have to listen to them. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Here we go. You need six. They didn't start singing till they were older teens.
False.
Yeah.
Or no.
I say no.
False.
I think they
are.
Yeah, I say
there
no.
There you go.
They all right. started as.
Easy one, and you're on the board. All right, here we go. None of them have hooked up with any fans.
Oh.
None of them have hooked up with any fans.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say yes. They have not hooked up with fans, or at least they aren't admitting it.
All right, Katie and Kevin are split here, Maria.
I'm going to go with Katie that they have not hooked up with any fans.
So you're saying yes to that statement?
I guess.
The statement was none of them have hooked up with any fans.
Yes.
You say that's yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
They have.
Was it Joe?
It was Joe.
Of course it was.
Yep.
And I think Nick admitted to it once as
Nick?
Well.
Wow.
All right, so here we go. Next one on here. It's okay. Shake it off. They left their church as kids over money.
Church as kids.
They left the family's church as kids because of money.
I want to say yes, and I feel like their dad worked there or something.
I want to say yes, too. I think I heard something about that.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no.
All right. Maria, you're locked in with yes. That is correct. There was a big scandal at their church over stolen money.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah. And they said it split the church. Joe Jonas said he almost lost his faith completely over it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Playing yes or no for Joe Bro. Joe and Nick have matching tattoos.
I'm going to say no. All three of them have matching tattoos.
I'm going to say no. Nick doesn't have any tattoos.
You've seen him shirtless.
I know. I don't remember seeing any tattoos. Do you?
Now that I think about it, no.
Okay, I say no, they don't.
I'm going to go with...
2 seconds.
No.
You're going to go with no?
Yeah.
They do have matching tattoos. It seems weird that only two of them would have matching tattoos.
Yeah, what is it?
They left Kevin out, I guess. I don't know. All right, that's okay. We're not doing great, but you have 2 points, okay? So here we go. Next one on here. Neither Joe or Kevin can whistle.
Kevin. I'm going to say true.
I mean, yes. False.
You're going to say no.
I'm going to say no. There's no way that... It's no way that that's true.
Katie says no. Kevin says yes. Maria, what do you say?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go with Kevin.
Okay, so Kevin said yes?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Yes. Not doing great here.
I'm disappointed.
I know. My friend's going to kill me.
Only Nick can't whistle. Only Nick can't whistle. All right, here we go. Nick taught himself how to juggle.
You know what? I say yes. That
seems like a very Jonas Brothers thing to do.
Well, and I feel like Nick's a little like sexy dorky. And so it seems like something that at some point in his life he probably thought was really cool.
I'm gonna have to agree too. It sounds like right up his alley.
These are two yeses, Maria.
I'm gonna go with yes.
There we go. Okay. We're back. Okay,
we're back on.
Does seem like something like, and Joe knows how to yo-yo.
Or something. Yeah. All right, Kevin can yodel.
The first song that they did together after they got back together was Sucker.
Yes.
False.
Oh.
I don't, or no. Let me see. Hold on.
That one album where they're all sitting in front of a water. What's that?
That is not helping me.
Kevin says
I'll
yes.
Say yes. I'll
Katie
say yes.
says yes. Maria?
I'm going to say...
Maria, you got to answer.
No.
You're going to say no.
No?
Oh, God.
It was. All
the
right.
One time you don't listen.
The one time. All right. Maria, there's 3 questions left, and you need 3 points. So if you get one wrong, I don't know what we're going to do here, okay?
I'm nervous.
All right, here we go. Nick's favorite movie is Finding Nemo.
Okay. I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no.
No, definitely. No.
That is correct.
It has to be Camp Rock.
It's actually, no, it doesn't. It's actually Finding Neverland. What a weird choice. Okay. Joe Jonas has 2 failed marriages.
I know one.
No, he's only been married to Sophie Turner, right?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
No.
I say
What was the question?
2 failed marriages?
No, only one.
No.
Maria, you agree with them?
No. Yes, I agree with them.
There you go. Okay, this is fantastic. It all comes down to this.
Ooh.
1 question, 1 point, and you're going to see the Jonas Brothers. Kevin met his wife in high school.
What?
No.
No, we learned yesterday that they were homeschooled.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay, no.
They were homeschooled. Try to trick us.
Maria?
I'm going to go with no.
You're going to Jonas Brothers!
Woo! Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
Oh,
who are you going to bring with you?
Me.
I'm going to bring my son with me.
I love that. What a great first concert, I guess. That's awesome.
Yes.
All right, stay on hold. We got to get your information and have all the fun in the world tomorrow night.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So today, we have a public service announcement for you. If you ever go downtown, especially on a certain day of the week, and Kevin, who is our Sacramento correspondent on the Wake Up Call, all things Sacramento, he lives and breathes it. Light the beam. What is it that you have discovered through your research?
I got a PSA for everyone, and you're not going to like it. Sundays, parking is not free.
And I swear to God it is.
It was free for a while, so I didn't pay my parking meter. And guess what a bitch got?
What did a bitch get?
A parking ticket, but an absurd amount, because the ticket itself was $60. And then a Sacramento surcharge, which I don't know what the heck that's for. $15 more, so $75 parking ticket.
Why not just make it $75? Like, why do you have to do this weird,
Right. Or tell people that parking isn't free on Sundays anymore.
A $75 parking ticket?
Right.
That's outrageous.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Where were you parked? Upside down? Like, in the middle of the street?
Nope. Coincidentally, by a church.
Well, I think that's fine. I think you're allowed to park near churches.
I mean, I wouldn't give a ticket on the Lord's Day.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So wait a second. So parking's not free in Sacramento on Sunday anymore?
No, I thought it was for the longest time.
I'm trying to see if this has been posted somewhere.
When did
even if it had, don't get me wrong, because I'm on like the downtown partnership website. I'm trying to figure out where this might be posted. But even if it was posted there, zero people saw it.
Right.
You know?
They changed it in May?
In May? This year?
This is new.
Wow.
That is awful.
At least tell somebody when you change it so I know to pay for parking.
Period.
But how would they tell anybody?
Buy some advertising on this show.
That's a really good idea.
I mean, that's a little selfish.
You would tell everybody.
Buy advertising on shows that people listen to. I don't know, whatever. Like you got to market. If you're going to do that, there's two things that Sacramento did wrong.
Okay.
Well, three things.
Okay.
First, they got rid of that. Okay?
Yeah.
Second of all, they did it and nobody didn't tell anybody, or at least not in a way.
That got to the people.
Like one person like just walked outside the mayor's office and just went, "Hey everybody, you have to pay for parking on Sunday. All right, bye."
And then he walks back in and he goes, "Jeremy, tell everybody." He goes, "Yeah."
Yeah. I did the best I could.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or third, if all you're going to do is just have Jeremy whisper it onto the sidewalk, then you need to have the fine start at like $10. And you need to incrementally bring it up. Because $10, not going to ruin your day. Not even going to ruin Kevin's broke-ass day.
And it's going to give you an opportunity to learn.
Exactly. Somebody said, "I saw it on the news." Yeah, well, you're the only one who watches the news.
Anybody else see it on the news? Or is
no,
it
I
want to know if other people saw it on the news. Because if they did, because then that's really going to poke some holes in our theory.
I love the text message right below. "I saw it on the news." Wait, are you guys serious? They said they've been announcing it.
Where? You got me messed up, everyone. Not on my side.
You know where they need to do it? Before Kings games.
Right.
That would be a good idea.
And then after Kings games, hang banners from the Golden One Center. Do a drone show. Like, come up with...
That would be a good... That's smart.
All these people. It was months ago. Ha, ha, ha. You know what? I'm sick of hearing from all the people, all the nerds out there that subscribe to the email list for all the municipal news from Sacramento.
Hey.
Where are all the people who didn't know about this? Text in or call us 909-1065, where you're just learning about this now.
I also have the officer's name, too.
I am seeing June 21st, CBS News, Sacramento will eliminate free on-street parking on Sundays.
Okay, that's fine that they went to the news. Nobody told us?
Mm-mm. We're the news.
Have you not told? It's like, did you only go to traditional television and that was it? And you're like, "Guys, we did it."
It's like, seem like they could have just put out like a press release and then we all would have talked about
it. Right, exactly.
Or is this intentional?
What do you mean?
Oh.
Did they not want us to know so that they could fine us?
Somebody did text in, this is money for the city. Why would they advertise it? Great point.
They probably legally have to. But they are going to do it in a way. Listen, we have friends at the news. I'm not going to say nobody watches the news. You watch the news.
Yeah, I do watch the news.
The local news.
Yeah, the local news. But I didn't see it. Somebody said, I get all my news from TikTok and you guys. There you go. So how come there wasn't somebody? Get the staffers from the office of parking or something like that to do a TikTok dance. That would have gotten people to be like, oh, shoot, Sunday, it's not free anymore. Oh.
So many people said they didn't know.
Right, exactly. And I'm sorry, Kevin, you had to be collateral damage.
Well, I'm going to court for it.
Oh, I love that.
I would love it. Can we represent you?
Yes.
I've got a smart lady suit.
Yeah, and we are a lawyer.
And I'll get a briefcase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we'll handcuff it to our own wrist for some reason. Don't take us seriously.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
His favorite color is chrome. He goes all over the internet trying to find interesting facts to make us more interesting. Could he research them more a little bit? Sure, who cares? It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know there are at least three animals that have sex for pleasure and not just to reproduce?
All right.
It is humans, bonobos.
Bonobos?
Bonobos and dolphins.
Okay, bonobos are monkeys.
Yes.
So they're basically humans. Let's talk about dolphins.
You're right.
What? How do we know a dolphin's having sex for fun?
That's a good point.
I'm going to say because they don't have that much of a population. They're not reproducing as much.
Okay. All right.
So they don't find sex very fun.
No, they do.
No, they do. They do it, but they pull out too strong.
Kevin.
Oh, God.
All right.
What?
I don't know.
You've been a broadcaster for a real long time.
I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about instead we rephrase that as maybe dolphins use birth control? Have we thought about this?
I don't think so.
I have to tell you, this has derailed everything.
What? Why? Do you know dolphins like to get high, too?
Get out of here.
Blowfishes. So dolphins like to play around with blowfishes to get like that. And then the toxins from the blowfish get them kind of loopy and happy. So that's why they have more sex.
Who told you this?
I don't tell. People don't tell me things. Animal Planet does.
Are you Googling it?
Google it. Fact check me. It's my segment, bitch. Yeah. Let them know I'm right.
Is he right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What?
I love dolphins. They're like the gay creatures of the sea.
I was going to say, all dolphins seem like boys, and all of them seem gay.
Slay.
And you know what? Who seems to be having the most sex for fun out of everybody on the planet?
Gay guys.
Gay guys.
Oh.
All right.
Uh-oh.
We'll just move right along.
Right.
Did you know with Kevin?
Did you know, based on the average life expectancy in the U.S., if you're 18-year-old...
Stop.
Oh, wow. We all got thrown off.
We're all flustered right now.
Yeah.
Let's try again. Okay, here we go.
Did you know, based on the average life expectancy in the U.S., if you're 18 years old, you only have about 3,160 weekends left in your life. If you're 40, you only have 2,015 weekends left.
I mean, you're adding the word only. It still seems like a lot.
I mean, honestly. Like, I want to live till I'm 93. Do not get me wrong, okay?
That's a very specific number.
Yeah, that's an odd number, too.
But, oh, God, that many weekends left just sounds like so much, like, oh, going to the dump. And
right. Yeah.
Like, oh, guys, we just have to do a 10-minute tidy up. And
if your weekends are filled with chores, then saying that you only have 2,000 weekends left is almost relaxing. Be like, okay, well, good. Somebody else can break down the cardboard for once. Did you know with Kevin? Give us one more fact.
Did you know Yoda and Miss Piggy were both voiced by the same person?
Get out. You don't think I know that, bitch?
What? Whoa.
You don't think you're going to school me on some Muppet facts?
You know, you're not the only person here.
Right.
Wow. I could have told all of y'all that. His name was Frank Oz. Wow. He was Jim Henson's best friend.
When you talk about it, it's really it's so boring.
Yeah, it's like, here we go again.
He was also the voice of Fozzie Bear. He was also the voice of Bert.
I feel like he voiced a lot.
Yeah,
then.
I feel like they should have hired more people. Why were they so cheap?
Yeah, there was really only like five or six of them that did all of them. Well, I mean, that's kind of a sketch comedy thing. You know, you get like a core group of like five people and then you kind of stick it out and everybody plays different parts. Put on dresses, it's funny.
I need you to sound to understand what a dork you sound like.
Listen to me. Okay. Listen to me.
Right. Is this going to be more Muppet talk?
No. I think we've... No.
No? Okay,
it's not
going to
be more Muppet talk.
In that case, go ahead.
When Frank Oz was asked to play Yoda,
oh God,
they even made jokes on the set of Star Wars saying, this is starting to sound too much like Miss Piggy, which is a theory why they had Yoda talk the way that he did.
Okay, was that joke as funny as all of these jokes that you're telling?
You're trying to paint me as a nerd? I have sex for fun.
Oh,
I am a bonobo, okay? And I'm not going to sit here and let you try to paint me as some dolphin.
How do bonobos avoid pregnancy, would you like to tell?
They avoid pregnancy by knowing a lot about the Muppets. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.